tells us that so it appeared, the Pashat Pshat in the Gemara, is that the Chiyuv of Ketanik Tanim has something to do with the Chiyuv feeding of the mother. Because it's added in with the Minika. Same way as a woman who's nursing has to have a greater amount of food, the nourishment, to be able to take care of the baby. So too, a woman who's not nursing, her children are already over 6 years old, but she has to be strong to feed the kids. Yerushalmi seem to imply, how can a woman eat and her children are starving? It's not going to work. That's what the Ran seems to say, that it's part of the obligation to feed the wife, to feed the children as well. Because otherwise, the wife's not going to eat. As we mentioned yesterday, this being the case, it would only apply when there's an obligation to feed a wife. For example, that this chiv disappears, there would be no chiv to feed the children either. Let's say the wife died, let's say he had a child with a woman who was not his wife. Well, the examples we gave yesterday, it would appear that there would be no chiv to be done in Tanin when there's no chiv to be done the wife. That's what the Ran said. The Rosh, on the contrary, says there's a chiv to feed a child from a penuyah. Seems to be an independent obligation. An independent obligation to feed a child until the age of six, even if there's no obligation to feed the mother. We went through a lot of the Rishonim yesterday and this year. The Ma'amar Kompas will indicate most of what we went through. And then we got to talk about, this is the Gemara of Tanei Tanim. What Tosfos says over here, and I'm not saying the Kaifina and Lay. Okay? The Gemara Nafem Tess seems to say you don't really force. That's Yisayim Al-Shesh. It also says there are two levels. Until the age of Shesh, you force. And after the age of Shesh, you no longer force. Let's turn from Samachem Beis to the Gemara on Mem Tessim Beis. Let's look there. We saw this Gemara yesterday as well. We embarrass somebody, we call all kinds of names. When do we force? Only if he's rich. Amen Kafinale. Tosfos says the Kasha, why? There's no kfiyah on stuff because matan schar betida. We saw four answers, three in Tosfos. One is akpei b'dvara. One is katsu b'nei b'nei o'ir. One is tul avim. And one is the thing we had in the Shia yesterday with the old founder of Yerushalmi. I didn't look it up, I forgot. So now, it's apparently peya. How do you find it?
Google it.
Okay, see, I don't know. But apparently, it's peya, perik, aleph, aloha, very beginning of peya. That says the lashon of ain bez and onchin is lashon yishami onchin and then ashen onchin, because the Hagos Oshi seems to explain it really comes from the Mordechai. Take a look at the Mordechai yesterday. We saw the Hagos Oshi. Let's take a look and see in the Mordechai today. Just a good chazara. The Mordechai is in the Kuf Nun test. Same thing. Hagos Oshi is pointing from the Mordechai, but you see it in a little bit of a different print. It sticks in your head better. Kuf Nun test. Mordechai says, one shot for Abba Alma, his first shot is Moses. Okay. But we shall be mashma. That's valid. Chosek Tzatz, look at Nagor Soshu. He tells it's better than Nagor Soshu than here. Okay. That's possible. What does it say? Kombitz, I see an old slam in the back. Kombitz, cessation, smack, scorbatida, ain't better, shamata, ne enoshim oleo. See, we have the word onshimolel. That's the text that we have, which is hard to understand. The Bach is Magia, or we had the text, instead of onshim, there should be nenoshim. Okay, that's Hachim Ashra and Hachim wrote to Kofim. That explains it perfectly. Because we should really look in the Rishami itself. You know, to find it? Let's take a look. Why not? You found it, why should we go to find it? Talmud Yerushalmi. Okay, yeah. Okay. Now we're both saying I have to try to find things soon because
it's further down.
I see some bad stuff here. A little further. maybe long Yerushalmi. Oh, not in Schora, maybe?
Yes.
Did I pass it already?
There is.
Wait. Higher, lower?
Right,
2 lines up. Okay. You wanted to talk about Chesed? Oh, is it? Very good. This is it. Kofele. Right? The question is why Kofele? Kofele is a ben dozenus of that we saw. That we saw yesterday with the line about Onshim and Anoshim. Not far here right now. It should be somewhere around here. Piece of coffee. Very long. Maybe it's here. Past it. Okay, somewhere here, as you know, I'm not good at screens. I'm just curious if the girsa there is onshin, which is difficult, or the girsa there, the baka seems to have it, is nanoshin.
You can search the text, right?
You can search. You can search on your computer.
Yeah, that's not working.
You can search. I don't mind you searching. Yeah. The word that you shot and quoted over here. For the letters Shin Yud Nun. Shin Yud Nun Sofis. Shin Yud Nun Sofis. Just not that. Is that enough?
No.
Just a second. I'll see.
Maybe search Kofi.
Because either own Shin or Nanashin should both have
Shin Yud Nun.
Okay, whatever. Fine, let's go back on some more time. Searching for it, it's probably somewhere there. Can't find it. Fine, they're both side. Let's go. So we end up the cache of the Avnei Meluim. Let's see it inside. Now we have, Baruch Hashem, we have abilities this evening that yesterday I couldn't do. Here we go. Trying to figure out now, let's chazer again. Not everyone was here yesterday. The Gemara that we're focusing on right now, Mem Tesamid Beis. I will omid kafin lein al karche. If someone is wealthy, you're forcing him against his will to support children. Okay? Let's take a look at Simon Ayin Aleph. I have other laws that bundle us out of the Shesh. Fine. That's just Chazam. We spoke about it even just a minute ago. The Mishnah Lamelech. I think it may have been on the Makaris, I think so. The Mishnah Lamelech, if I'm not mistaken. Mishnah Lamelech Shem, yes. And Lun quotes it. But then we are Rosh, the Rambam, Shevi Moron. But then Bob Bolap Nuya. The because the mother now is not his wife. Okay. The word kishem. The mizonos bonav the mizonos imam dagaba. Why did he throw in the word kishay? We'll come back to this a little bit later on, but I just wanted to show you this here. He starts to say that the Ram will hold against the Ram. Why? The Because the Rif says, Bas Yevama, Bashnia, Basarusa, Basanusa, Kulan, all of the Even Bashnia, that money has nothing. So you see, Klor, nothing to do with the money. So what's the occasion of the Rabbah? What's Kishayim? Haim. To low name, or the midin stock, or Chayav laws and bonus of Gnos of Akhtan. The Yislo Nixil, the two low Yahi, Chayav laws and Osam. Stock is only for those who need it. You don't need anything to stock. Stock only for those who need it. Rabbah says, obvious. Kamash Malon, Kishem Shachaibim Zonas Ishto Afilu Islu Nixel Didu. Same as I have to give the money to my wife, even if she has money on the side. I support her, so to my children. That's what the Rosh we saw yesterday, quotes from the Maram. Afilu Yeshlim, the Chosim Shunafle, every base of Yehim. Post Rabbeinu Meir, the Maram, the Chayel Zonan, came with the Kanis Chachamimu, he, Zachim Zonas, same affiliation, the Spanish Mishalahem. Dum Yodim Zonos of Isha. It's comparable. It's comparable. How do you know it's comparable? The katani you most see from the Amazon or Sefer Shulakotam. That's the way we started with Rabbi Osai on the Avsam Echeim and Bay. It's again for those who walked a little late. Maybe those who were not here on Skype yesterday. What does it say over here? Minikot, it's the last few lines in the parak Afal Pi. What does it say? She's Minikot Mosifin. Mosifin the Amazon or Sefer. Okay? Klar. It's a whole suffer. It's an addition. But, Rabbi Osai, but, even though it's a whole suffer, don't think for a minute that it's limited to a case of what? Of where there's a wife. No. Because the Rabbi says, Klar, that there could be an obligation, even in a case where there is no chiyuv to the mother, because the mother is not his wife, he never married him. Or the mother died. What the mother is a surah, as we saw before. Watch this now. Once we're in Azimulum, let's keep going. Till 6, we saw the Gemara of Samachem. What's 6? What's special 6? Ad Sheish Yotze Be'er of Imo. He's nigger after his mother, till 6. The old should have developed the same pace. It says, Kotten Shein Atzorach L'Imo, who can ben Chamesh Kiven Sheish. Oh, kochad afi churfe. And then we're going to promise the same thing when it comes to an Erev. So, too, says Adem Lamechidish, Bezonis as well. If it's Chorif, doesn't need his mother, there's no Chiyah Bezonis, even if he's only 5 years old. Not only quote that Iran, it's within Bezonis Imo. Once he's Chorif, doesn't need his mother, there's no Chiyah Bezonis. Even the quote we said before, it's not the Bezonis Imo. The mother died, it's still Chayef to feed him. She says in Shas, Ad ben sheish, kod me yotze ve'er imo, ike ma shenik ktan ektanim, shen yotze ve'er imo, v'chol shen yotze ve'er imo, na ktan ektanim, and the nochi mezonis, even the age of 5. Okay, very nice. So far, both sides, so good. Here's a peladik ha-gos ma'amin. What does ha-gos ma'amin say? In Perek Yud Beis, on the Rambam, Chayev mizonos bonav benos of aktanim ad shu bnei sheishon. That we know. Rama said so. Tagos Maimon, he says, Be'ul shizkinu she odem zon bonav benos of aktanim. It's a base missing. Ayin shon. Upir shrashi ad shu aviyu shtei saris. Rebuyinu shalol. Yadana lemayim hevi haftakonas usha ad shu aviyu shtei saris. Came to our skin and we wrote, let's still also come and say, look at that Mem Testament base. What's going on? We shouldn't be passing this way. It's a question what the Gemara means. Apparently it's like this. The Mepharshim suggests that there were two Takonas Usha. Takonas Usha we have explicitly on both sides in the Gemara and the Mem Testament base. What talks about Ushiskinu, She Adam Zanas Bonavas Benosim Shem Tanim. That's the question. You pass in that way. Don't pass in that way. That's all Sugya Sagamara. That's above 6 until 12 or 13. But the Agos Maimri seems to be saying that the original takana to feed them until 6 was also an Usha. Usha, a lot of takanas. The Gemara here itself has 5 takanas Usha. So much when we learn before, we'll learn later. There's also takanas Usha. There were 2 takanas of Usha. But now about to recount the one I spoke about at the end of the show yesterday from Yeshivat Kerem Biavne. Chaviv Alay, to say it again now from Yeshivat Yitzchak, the same Avne Melum. While we ended there, we'll start here. Kotze Gemar Memtes, Tosis Kash. Fine. What's Tosis first Teretz? No. Kfiyah Bidvar. Shnei Terutzim Arishonim. Einam Olam Ath Yisugah Sashas. T'i Bidvarim. Afilu Lo Amin. Namik Afilu Lai Bidvarim. Kudisa Sham. Kofler Sisa Orbi Boy. Compared to a raven that's cruel to his own children. Period. Second question is, the second teretz, kitzu b'nei'en, imkein, heich, kofin, lebonav. He doesn't like the second teretz either. Gets the Mordechai's teretz, ein bezen ne'en noshin. Right? The question is, Agamar says, kaifinale. It means you have to, not just you can. He wants us to make the following suggestion. Kevan da filu lo omid nami kofan also bidvarim, as it says over boy. Afa gab de ein bobe shimitzis doko, kevan de no omid. He's not rich. Im kein ba omid, mal and mal achas ve kofan also. U mitzvah la bez and lochav also. Velabi shimitzis tzedoko lechud, kevan de man tzchar betzidar, shuskeh bez and tzol lochav. And the whole agabe bonav. The chamir, the below omid, namik afina bidvarim, the omid kofan also mamish, the below bachir, should be at Abba's best lochuf, the hochadina reitz a tova kamash malam, shechufa also mamish of the urba boy bunny. What's he saying over here? Beautiful. He's saying a chidish to Avnim Elul. He answered all the kashas with one shot. He says, when it comes to plain stalker, you can in fact embarrass him, but you can't really force him. When it comes to bonav, they picked it up a notch. Since even without the chiyuv of bonim and it's stuck, you can embarrass him. Comes to the chiyuv of bonim, you can even force him. That's pshat. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Motzinos mimenu bal kocha mishum stuck." Until turn 13, frek the drisha. What about after 13? It's still stuck. Still stuck. So why do you have to 13 also? Someone asked Akasha in one of the U.S. yesterday. Someone asked this question. It was last week. Someone asked this question. Someone here asked this question, I don't know. So, it was a great question. As he said, Rabbi Osai. Beautiful. Beautiful terrace. So this is Avnei Melum's terrace. These kashas answers all the questions. All the questions have been answered according to this Avnei Melum. Fine. But now, Rabbi Osai, what about the following situation? Everyone have a Shulchan Aruch here? Or you have access to one? Let's take a look at inside. I, Simon, I, and Aleph. Sif Beis in the Rambam. The Mechaber said, "Vishaholach l'dina sayav v'nich v'niach bonav kan mochrim minachos of the parnasim ashir b'nei shesh." He's not here. You don't have to wait around. You take away from his bank account till they turn 6. Av b'nei shesh v'malo ein zon and also minachos of. You don't do it. Where is this all coming from? As the Gemara of Osai, mem ches amanav. This is the second line of the Baramakamashi. We haven't seen this yet. We did this. We did other Gemaras before this Gemara, but okay. Come back. What does it say in that Mem Ches Amud Aleph? Starts with a sad story. A sad story. Says the Gemara. Mishin with a small gimel. Mishin is shtata nebuch. He became. He lost it. Bezdin yodin and the chosav v'zonin and farsin as ishto banah who knows the devarach. So the person, unfortunately, that would, he has a lot of money in the bank. Bezdin goes to his bank account. He's not equipped to answer yes or no. He's out of it. There's no das. Take the money away. In fact, the Gemara was given in the Gemara of the Tanya. Misha hola nemdina sayam. Ishto tovas v'zonos. Bezdin yodin and the chosav v'zonin and farsin as ishto. Whoa. Why is there a difference between someone who went to China and someone who unfortunately became a shaitan? Obalei. Veloshani loch benotza ledas. Yotishal oledas. Rashi. Veloshani loch. Yotzi ben amokam ledas. Hoya biyotu ledsava samazon. It's one of them also of ishto. Veloti loch. He unfortunately had dementia, whatever it may be. So then what? That's the gifts that we have. She is the bottom and also the shalom. There's another gear on the side. Old Zvav and the old Zvav. Misha Nishtata, Kiyote, Shalom the Das, who Piazlina and Basaruba the Alma. For me, the son, whoa, he added a very important phrase. And that phrase, in case you don't believe that it belongs in Rashi, because it's only one girsa in Rashi on both sides, take a look at the Tosis Harid. In our new edition, it's the last two narrow lines of Tosis Rid. I can't tell you where in the old edition. You should be able to find it. He says like this: Azlina Basaruba the Alma Rabina the Mistama Nichalay Shiel the Bada Benosu Mishalom. Keep that in mind. We'll see soon what's happening. So now we go back to the Mechaber again. Came to Medina Sayyad. So what do? Until six, Mochim in the Chosel the Farnesim Achiyu Bnei Sheish. So what does that mean? Because until Sheish, it's again Midina Ksuba. It's not stuck at Midina Ksuba. But once you get above the age of six, and it's only stuck up, and since he left town without leaving there any food, we cannot assume he wanted to feed them. So we stop right there. Azkan the Mechaba, fine. Ramo. Yes, Omrim, the Hainu Dafish, Lohiskal Zun and the Yachashesh. Abel Hiskal Zun and the Zonim and the Chosav. The Varnichal Ebahachi. There's a Mordechai Rabosai and Simon Kuf Samachay. He probably wants, since he started feeding them, presumably he'd want the feeding to continue when he's in China. Yes, Omrim. The Im Abu, if he's rich, Zonim, Osam Bakhol Indian, we shouldn't stop him. Sounds like it's our Gemar. Pasha, it's our Gemar. That's our Gemar. Fine. But the big question, of course, becomes how far do we go with this? And this is a big machlokes rishon. Big machlokes rishon. Let's turn to the Ran. It's one we haven't seen yet. Let's see how we analyze this whole thing. Okay. The Ran. I believe it's Chaf. Let's see. This. That's why Yud Zayin and Yud Ches or Nun Aleph Nun Beis. You can forget it. Okay. Okay. Let's read together. He quotes Rabbi Natan, in my edition, it's page Nun Aleph, the bottom of column 1. In the old editions, it's, I believe it's Yud Zayin, on the base, I have, you know, you turn your chest on an aleph. It says, Gemara, go down if you want. Lo yodati, wow. The gabi bonim, I feel it below a bit kofa bidvorim. The came and dama below a bit kofa, and I said, Bakorah mashak fi yamash. This is a kasha di avni malum. So in a chanam, the avni comes to the conclusion, fi yamash, with respect to bonim, not with respect to anybody else. That's the chiddush of the avni malum. Then he has a second teratotosis. And he thinks the best teratos is the last teratotosis, the two lam. Here comes the, it's very important now. Because of the Rashba, for those that are page Nunalev and the new editions, it's kind of common to. Ki amrino in hecha diyamid kafin alei hainabin in tzaka. Okay. Miyu lo nachtin alei nechse. You don't go into his bank account. You don't take money from the guy's bank account, even though he's rich. Hecha the less in ami. Tlo efshon lemichbe. Lo zon elahu lebne min achosa. Ki hecha lo abdin in tzaka min achosa. Uche de tanya. Me shahok dinus hayam hishlo tavas zonos benzin yodin the chosav zonos parasas hishlo have a low bonus zonos davar achim which is considered to be stuck. So you don't give stuck in this case. No stuck. Ad kan ein benzin chayim and lechol for last of lakum. That's the case. Utmihani has to run against the Rashba. Hech kosav da filu b'di isel and afinu l'nechsein. Ramil ne'alat memches. We saw the Gemara. The mission is shtate, bezdin yordan in the chosov, vizdon the mefanis in his ishto, vidon the racha, mish stuck. Vimi said that feel befun of, he's right there. Lo nachnil the nichse, mishul stuck of. Which is what the Rashba said. Kol shkain shalom befun of. Afal pishu yotze shalom ledaz, he became a shayta. But how can that be any more chavar than a case in which he is right in front of us? That's the kash which the Rani asks against the Rash. So that's a great kash. Ha! So I see in the back of this new edition is an asterisk. Maybe doing stuck over there in China. The next piece. There's a bunch of comments in the back of this round. This is kasha. We'll see you soon. We have to have a terrace in kasha. Lefichach nira vaday. Tevishul tzedaka yordan and nechosu befon of. So that's the Rambam. He doesn't want to give tzedaka, he mamish take it away from his bank. Yushal lo befon of. Efshar, the biyotz of the das, lo nachnil and nechsei. Vigo takes a trip. Halakam dina sayam, lo del racher. Period. Come back and see you later. This is a terrorist discussion. Skipping a little bit to the next paragraph in our edition. V'nirali, afal pishen kofen es adam losen es banav mishesh shanu l'mala, aleich ad amin, afil hachi b'mishen ishtate, d'armina l'yel, bez din yordan l'chos of his honor banav and osu, afil hachi ad lo amin, osu ken. Why? Again, keva the ruba the inchi nichlu b'hachi, v'zeh lo hoya lo l'tzavos, v'stam azan and osu, he couldn't help it. Rav disagrees. What did Rav say? Okay, Mishin is shtat the best in the order of the chosav. The mochas on his losses. Shem b'nei sheishol pachos. Why? Why not even more? And there is a mafarish. My the mafling bibon of a gnosa. Bein Misha holach. Bein Misha is shtat the. Hanu dafka be'onid. Those took the distinctions with someone who's rich. Rabosi, that's the tricky part. The idea of when he left L'das is enough mem ches omen al. Omid or not omid, Rabosai is a mem testament base. So it's an open question. Was mem ches omen al omid, mem ches omen al lo omid? So as the Ram understood, the Gemara mem ches omen is a case of omid. The Mishaholach afilu omid, Ein zonen banav kol shen gedol b'nei shesh. We should have started. Zonen osan b'amin. Ava b'lo amin. Shneim shavin yinom fos. Says the Rambam. Sorry, Rambam. Ein derech zanachon b'yenai. D'misa d'midina en yordan nechsei amin. Shalo b'fonav. B'mashen m'chuyub gomor ala mitaris tzedakah. So then, lama yordan in the chosel k'she nishtata. Ela mayach zuchan emar, te nishtata in the tamma b'shem d'avdinan b'nichsem ad amdinan d'nichle b'hochi. We're going to try to figure out what he wants and do what he wants, even though Nebuchadnezzar now has no ability to tell us what he wants. Me'ata, afilu lo amed yesh nebez in there, then the chosel of lozen osam ad shigdlu. Kevin shmishen lozen osam l'guna b'yosem r'om b'neonim osam kein. So he doesn't understand the Rambam. So the whole Gemara is referring to a situation of law, but the opposite of the Rambam. Still, Bezd and Yordan and the Chos of Mepharis and Banav. Why? Kevin Shmisha Eino Kain, Minos Kain, Meguna Biyose, Vizeloyo Lutzavos. Because he's not with it. Avol Rambam Kosov again, Mishalach Shein Zon and Banav Agdol and Mamish, Afilu Amid. So there's a whole machlokas of both, that's Chazan briefly. The Gemara on that Mentes and Midbeis said that if he's rich, there's a bigger chitim. Baruch Chesem and Aleph says the distinction between a case where a guy unfortunately loses his mind, where there's a greater chance of attaching his bank account, and someone who walks out to China doesn't leave anything behind, with less than a chance. What are we talking about there? Amen or not Amen? So Machlok is the Ran and the Rambam. Talking about a case of Amen, talking about a case of Lov. That's the Ran which we just saw also over here, which is the Ran and the Marma Komas. Oh. Fine. Fine. So we have the Kashi, the Ran against the Rashi. We have to get a Teretz. Must be a Teretz somewhere. Try to figure out what the Teretz might be to this Kashi. To Rabosai, let's analyze why is it that there's Kfiya unstuck? There is Kfiya. We have many Kashas. But put that Kashi aside. What are the workings, or also the workings of Kfiyah and stuff? So we have the Adam Nilun. Let's go to his other sefer, which in most years, the Bubbis is the more common one. Ksubis, Adam Nilun is more common. There's also doesn't have the Tosa Chosh. That's his more famous sefer. So the Ktosa Choshen here, they have a very nice maftet that goes by Simonin. The Ktosa Choshen has what's called Hilchas Apotropos. An Apotropos is a trustee, basically. And he takes care of his summon. Okay? Oh. So Bez and Post want to stalk him, Roy. Quotes our Gemara, Ksumas Memches. Look at that. Quotes the whole Gemara. Quotes the Ran. It's against the Rambam. The Rambam says Post can stalk him in the Shtata. To a Dover Acher, I know Tachshit, Jim Cain, stalk him in Ola. Because the Mishnah answers. After the time Rabbeinu Mishum to the Stoma, Kolodim Nichalei, the Mevet stalk him in Mamono. Began, Kimamono Shaloda Meshuba Lasa stuck a mimeno. Shalakadina Sayam ain't posted stuck. You know why? They should also stuck a mechobakoshu. There. But that is the shtata, it's not doing anything. So what do you see from the Kesef Mishnah? Kimamono Shaloda Meshuba Lasa Mimeno stuck. That's what he said. You just read it before. Right? Kibamono shaloda meshubud lasa stokam yemen. Means the shibud nechasim. So you see that the shibud Right, stuck by Shachovas. The Ran says no. We just saw the Ran. Right, stuck alone Achdin and the Nichosim. Right, he went away. You don't take the money stuck from his property. Mavua the Sile, the lack of Shiva got it stuck. The Ran is a gotcha on the Rajbo. Al Kal Lashon. He could have made that. Manashach. Im Stoka. Who betoras chov b'shayach bei shibu nichzi him came shalom b'fon of nami he made all the mitzvah b'fon of mayod and nechosa. What is it? What's the pshat with this sheet? What is it? Says the Ktos HaChoshen, he thinks halacha l'maisa, this is what he talks to make a summary. Ktos HaChoshen is working with an assumption of Osai. There's no Shiva Nechosim. There's no Shiva Nechosim when it comes to Tzedakah. There's no Shiva Nechosim when it comes to Tzedakah. Okay. And then why, in fact, can you force a person to get Tzedakah? Very simple. As for any other mitzvah. We saw that, remember the Sukkah later on in Masechta Ksuvos? Kofan ala mitzvahs, prius b'chol before, if there's no shiva nechos, according to one opinion, that the whole shvudel abdaraisa, and your force got to put it to pick a lulav and a sukkah and all the other mitzvahs. Oh. But if he's not around, it's like a big chinch. Not too far. Afilu heichad alekah shiva nechasi, which is his shabbat stucker, came in the mitzvah. The kofan also b'shod became a mitzvah. Gam zehu kviyasa lahor in the chasim. Wash the him on a stick to go to the bank. The Ramban says in Baba Basra, if you hold shibud alav daraisa, priest bachol was only a mitzvah. Listen, nachdin lenichse in kviya when mekayim a mitzvah says hey shalom bal korcho. Go to his bank and he pays up the debt. Go to his bank, he pays up the debt to stucker. Oh, befun of the lesser with the kfiya came with the lesser come on. Less than the mechas the nichsi hechad lo shtabin nichsi ayin shom. A breakthrough in the ktos. It's not a sheep in the chasim when it comes to stock. All it is a mitzvah. When it comes to a mitzvah of Osai, we can only force the issue befun of, not shalom befun of. If he's here, we'll in effect force him to give stock as we would force him more later on in service to pay up the debt. Priest Bachol Mitzvah, we force him. But if he's not around, we can't do it. He's just not here. Since he's not here, we can't do it. So therefore, that din is we only force when he's here, Rabosai, and not when he's not here. Oh. Now we come to the Rashba. Watch this. How much are you going to go? I mean, how much?
Right.
That's a good question. That's a good question. We'll discuss later how much the shear of stock is, right? 10%, 20%, we shall see. I thought he spoke about the Rashbi here, but it's so long.
That's normally not applied to Nechassim. I mean, we today apply that as if it were, but it's not.
Correct, but there is an obligation we shall see soon. Oh. So long. Oh, maybe here. Tos says Akasha. What Martin's Harvest, you don't. Everyone has Akasha. Stop is by Shibu Nirse. Then then it's no problem, if you hold that way. But there are those who hold that there is no Shiva in the Chosin, then the Kasha of the Rishonim comes back. But I thought he explained our Rashma. Can you start on our Rashma? Oh, Rashma. Gabit Stockalon Achtin and the Chosim, Yad Arminan, Gabi Halak Ludas, and Bezin knows the Stockalon and the Chosim. Yad Achtin and the Chosim, I feel a Shlomo fun of Nam. No, good answer. It's not Shlomo fun of Nam. Why? If it would be Shiba the Chosim, it'd be right, Shlomo fun of Nam. But he said it's not. Because you can't force a guy to do something Shalom Befanav. Shalom Befanav. You can't do it. Just can't do it. Oh. Now Rabbi Osai. There's a fascinating word for the stipler. The stipler says, you know why there's no Shibut Chosim when it comes to Tzedakah? Who precisely will have the Shibut? Do you have a monopoly on my Tzedakah money? If I hand in my pocket. What the Gemara calls this? A mamon she'ein lo tovin. There are many, many poor people in this world. No one can say, I want your tzedakah money. I'll give it to someone else. It's not going to be a shiva nechassim. To whom? There's no one individual. There are 100 aniyim around here. No one of them can claim the money. I can choose any one and give my whole tzedakah down all to one person. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, we come back to our Gemara. The din is different. When it comes to tzedakah, Rabbi Osai, the klal, you know what it's called? Hakarov Karov Kodem. You must give tzedakah to those who are most closely related to you. When I say charity begins at home, that's just an American expression, but it's true in halacha. Hakarov Karov Kodem. So therefore, if a person is not supporting his own sons, his own children, we can force him to support it because he can't say it's Mama Shem Latovim. Because that Karov called them. Yeah, they have no alternative. No alternative. Oh. The problem with the Ran that we saw before is that the Ran seems to say that you take the money away from a Shota, why? Because it's a mitzvah tzedakah. So the Machna Frayim asks, excuse me, a Shota is potem in a mitzvah. A Shota is potem in it. How can you take it away? A shota is potter min ha-mitzvahs. So the answer is, Rabbi Osai, the answer is that we cannot force him as a mitzvah. Suggest the following answer. We try to go into his head and see what he would want. Nebuch, now, right now, he's not thinking. His mind is not working. But if his mind would be working, what would he want? It's an umdun nemucha. That he'd want to do it. But what happened, Rabbi Osai, if a guy walked away on his own, goes to China, there's nothing behind. We have an owner that really wants to support his children. Not pitom. Leave somebody in a trust for them. Appoint someone to feed them. The guy's irresponsible. Goes to China, has three kids, and walks off and leaves nothing behind. You can't say an owner that he wants to support his kids. So what do you go to China with leaving nothing behind? But the guy never all of a sudden one day went off the deep end. And you know, he doesn't know it's flying. So we have to go into his mind. Never, his mind is not demented. But he said if his he would be able to think, presumably he'd want to feed his children. With this, we can answer the kasha that the Rani asked against the Rashba. Let's open one more time the Rani to see his kasha against the Rashba.
But you can say the same presumption even when he goes to the Genesis Yam. You can presume that he wants
it. No, where is he? Why did he leave money for them? Not sure that he should have left the money. He's responsible, should have left the money. Take a look here in the round one more time. We saw it before. I think we'll come back and try to give it to him. Tmihani, Akash and Sirajma. Hey, Chosav, Dafilu, Bidise. He's right here. Lonafilu, Nipse. Iba, Nishtane. And if by the shtane, you tell me b'fanav, then you say b'shul stalker, kol shekin shlo b'fanav. It's not a kol shekin. It's not a kol shekin. I'm going to say, not a kol shekin. B'fanav, but I feel the nifsei. He doesn't want to do it. But if he's never lost his mind, he probably wants to do it. So we can't take the money away from his account. It's a kavahoma pricha. Again. The Ryan is the cash against the Rajma. If the guy's right here, we don't take away his bank account. How can we take it away if the guy is nishtata? The answer is no. The guy's nishtata, we assume he really does want it. That's how we take it. Here he's yelling, I don't want to do it. So the kosher at the Ryan's cash against the Rajma is no kasha. It's no kasher, Rav Elsin.
We have another paradigm of tafakol, right?
Yeah.
Why can't we appoint an apitrapas for the kids to be taken? Then chasam are here.
Uh-huh. Very good. Very good. I believe that, as you said, the Ran is worked with an assumption, which we saw, we read before. You follow Ruben the Alma. When you follow Ruben the Alma, if the person's there and cannot express anything, you follow Ruben the Alma. What the person's there and screams, I don't want to do it, you follow Ruben the Alma. That's totally absurd. Totally absurd. Forgive me for digressing, but something's bothering me. You got to say something. I just saw today, you know, you wait for a few days, you're Baruch Hashem. That Eretz also has its own trials, tribulations, believe me, everybody knows that. But I come back and I see that writing up that there's a new Beis Din that wants to employ a method of issuing a get when the husband doesn't issue it. We call it a get zikun. Just remind them, because you know, usually zochen means we analyze, you probably want, it's probably good for you, you probably want it, so we'll do it on your behalf. You may remember we discussed the case of the vegetable in Tzfat. Right, we spoke about it a little bit a while ago. So there, the Bezin and Tzfat decided to give a get, even though the person didn't know it's flying, on the grounds that, yeah, it's good, he probably would want to do it knowing the situation. He loves his wife, never he had a car accident, and now his mind is not working, so he probably would want to do it. This raised an unbelievable hue and cry attacking this Beis Din, and in my opinion, that psak is not really reliable. I told you that. But now, again, I don't trust newspapers for everything. I'll bring you right that I can't trust newspapers. This newspaper quotes me, that I declined to comment. First I heard. I made a joke in the Beis Medrash. It's Zach and Adam. They know if they ask, I declined the comments, and they said I declined the comments. But that's a little bit of sleight of hand. Whatever. But they said it was true. They said that the things that the rabbis don't want to cause a machlokes. That is true. So they may have had a source that told them my name. I've been asked this question. I said, they haven't done anything yet. I'm not going to make a comment. So I'm not making a machlokes. That I did say to somebody, but they didn't call me. I didn't decline. But yes, I would have declined. I saw Rav Zalman Nechemia on Matzi Shabbos. Please. That's not
clarifying.
It's not to clarify. They're just throwing his name around. They claim they won't do anything without his Eskom. So that's why I'm saying nothing. If they won't do without his Eskom, so it's great. But the problem is, you know what they call it? They call it inflated expectations. This is now being, this is, you know, inflated expectations, it's not good. Anyway, what am I saying? This sounds like there was a man named Rabbi Antelman, who had a big book, it was called the Ftos Mechake Get. We say in Yigdal, the Ftos Mechake Ket, the Ftos Mechake Get. Very cute title. Cute title. He said, we're gonna do a get zikui, even in a case where the guy says no.
Wow.
That's 10 steps more than the Tzemach case. That's why I'm saying, why it reminded me of this. Mele, then the guy's Nishtata, Nebuch, so we can analyze what he wants, we can take the money and give it to Tzedaka, take care of his children. But the guy's there, and he says no, we can't. That's the answer to the Kasha of the Ran against the Rashba. I didn't mean to get it out. We will discuss, I guess, down the road if I'm going to come up.
They brought up. Me, Hefka Bezin Hefka, and they quoted Rav Rizkin supposedly as saying that this is one of the basis for it. I remember Rav Aaron Salpeter giving shir and saying, Bidavka, there's no tradition of Hefka Bezin Hefka in this kind of a situation.
Well, we're not on topic right now. I believe that there, we'll get to it soon. Rav Rizkin had a very learned discourse about the sukkah we're going to learn soon, Mr. Shem. I may have his book even in the house. Was given out many years ago, and we all got a copy. I can't find it, you can probably find it somewhere for me, or maybe it's in the library. He had a whole breakthrough he wanted to solve the Aguna problem. He certainly means well. Anyone that's trying something that means well. But meaning well is not enough. Because if you pass in something that you think is good, and you're a small minority opinion, and the woman will remarry, and she'll have a child, and in 20 years from now, they're going to look back and say, this is an illicit heter, and the child is illicit, what have you created, what have you done for this world? Out of you, you know, you meant well, but it's not enough to mean well. It takes it too hard to just mean well. So again, I'm still holding, I'm not saying anything, because I don't know if Rav Zalman Lechem is maskin. Not just they quote as being maskin. We'll find out for sure it's being maskin. That's a different story. So again, I'm just laying out, I just happened to come back and saw an article, my name is in it. So I figured out, Mavish Armenian. This is a territory just gave to the Kash of the Rani Yassim Rashi. Even if you'll say Zochin, if the guy's Nishtata, you don't say it, he's right there and saying no. Keep that in mind, Rabosa. Keep that in mind. Okay. Rabosa, take a look at Rabosa in Tosus Mem Chesem and Al. Our Sugi Mem Chesem and Al. Look together. Lo Shani Lo, Ben Yotzu Ladas. Yotzu Ladas. The Kamon Perek Basha that Kuv Zayin. The Mukilo Ahid, the Misha Holach Ladina Siam, Kishahishra Ishtorai De Shlish. Avalo Bonav of Menosa, Mashma. The Kodam Shiyotza, Loya Masha Osa. Avalam Hoya Masha Osa. Gam Onu Hoyinu Zonin Osa. Came into Nichalei. Whoa! The first day in Tosis learns. Amazing Kiddush. Now when do we say if a guy goes to China and leaves nothing behind for his kids that we don't touch the bank account? Because then before he left to China, he didn't give him any food. But before he left to China, he gave him food, then everyone agrees he's going into his bank account. Wow. If he said Tzorach Lomar, Ahid Damisha Nishtata, the son of Badav Nosav, Afilu, because that's even a higher level, Afilu Loya Mashosim Etchilu. You follow what I'm saying? There's a case in the Gemara right over here. If he goes to China, you don't give the kids. If he's in Shtad, you do give the kids. So according to the first opinion over here, that if he's giving the food to his children before he went to China, you continue to give it to him from his back. So when it comes to the Shtad, that will mean, even if he didn't give it, frek the re, and you're the re. The im lo hishro simit chilai de shlish v'lo pirnesam amai mefarnesin osam now these in Shtad. But if I care, I try to find some code. Can I hear the Michelle? I could do the same with the park. Me know I hear the Nishat here in Asugya. It's one case. The case is what? He's my finest in code. The finest in code. Otherwise, there's nothing to talk about. Who was the first day of? First. How can you say that it's a cash? Ain't there a read, but there must be some way to explain the first. The Mordechai also has two sheets. I'll give it a shot. The same two words before. Ruba the Alma. Ruba the Alma. The guy right now is a shaita. So according to the first Antosis and the Mordechai, we don't analyze, did he or didn't he support his kids before he became a shaita, Nebuch. Nebuch now is a shaita, he doesn't understand anything. So since we often are unable to read his mind, we'll make a kind of a low plug and follow Reuben the Alma. So therefore, even though the first thing will hold, that even though before he became a shelter, he didn't feed his kids, now he became a shelter, you go into his bank and give his kids. That's the key Reuben. We saw it in the Ran, we saw it in the Tosis, we saw it one day in Rashi on the side. Reuben the Alma, that's the key to answer the first day in Shitas HaTosis. Right? This one, no, you shouldn't think it's left without a teretz. It has to be teretz. It's the kasha, they need a lyric. That's the teretz. Now, Rabbi Osai.
You don't say you'd be a shaita not to want to support his kids. I mean, he has to be out of his mind.
That's a phrase that you're using, out of his mind. You don't mean he's never, he's really out of his mind. So be careful when using kinds of phrases.
Sometimes emotionally people get out of their minds.
Yeah. That's an expression. It's an expression, yes, you are right. But I'm careful. I don't want to use that expression when we're talking about someone who's a shtata, but he's really out of his mind.
He still has legal capacity.
Yeah. The guy who's what you call out of his mind has legal capacity. This guy doesn't. Mm-hmm. That's important to understand that distinction. Okay. You were in the Avnei Meluah before. Let's even go back to this one more thing. Okay, let's go Avnei Meluah. Watch this. I'm also, I imagine many of you, when you were... Here it is. Watch this. Shitas Haran. If he's rich, take the money. And the Braisa, that you don't, is where he's not rich. And even though he's not rich, but the Shtat Azadim is Amin and the Mistama Nichola, he gave the robe of the Adam, Zadim and Amin, as we said before. He has an interesting kasha, Rabosa. Interesting kasha. How many of you, when you were just starting Gemara a long time ago, the sugya of Yir Shalom Yidas. What's everyone know that sugya, right? At one point in time, everyone knows that. Kashali, Nehi de Iliya da Havi Nichale. If he be of sound mind, he would want him to support his children. Kevin de Sof Sof Hashta Mi Ulo Yoda, Kevin de Shtata Nebuch, for less lay das, have it literally, Yir Shalom Yidas. Nebuch, he has no das. What the Kotzko one say? Kosh once said, Yush, the Shalom Yidas. Don't ever give up. The person gives up, he's lost his mind. So again, I also made the same slip with the tongue. But here he's saying, it's literally a Yish, Shalom Yidas, because Nebuch Leiz HaShotem. The Kaim lo have a Yish, Elim Etzias Chom Beis. Tosin HaGos HaShem, HaGos Morach, he was saying, Im Adam no sein lecho lechavero mishal chavero. I walk into someone's house, he's not home. But someone else is there, he gives me his food. Afal Pishio Dea Shechaveri Yisratza, I know for a fact that my friend would want to give me the food. Also the Ochlo, we pass the Kabbai, Yish Lamedas Lokoni. So I had his son and brother and Rosh Hashim and Stama Nichole came in the hash to me, Ulo Yadav and Tzarechion. What is the answer? An interesting answer. The Efshar, the Bono of Ibnosa, came in the number one mitzvah, and number two, Gabi Nechusi, the mitzvah, Shapir Mahani, Avgav the Hashla Yada, as the Beis Yosi writes in Yerodeya, and the Taz. Fascinating. If it's Tam Kacha, my neighbor would want to give me the food, so then we say, sorry, Yesh Lamedas. But if it's a Nechusi of the mitzvah, it's different. Rabosai, ever see that in Sfarim? If you leave your Gemara somewhere, you leave your Tala somewhere, there's an expression, Nichale le inish le mevin mitzvah b'mamona. I leave my Talis in the chair, people want to use the Talis. See, Yishlamidas, I don't know about it. No, Nichusa, the mitzvah is different. It's a mitzvah that is used by my Talis, use my Tulim, is of this nature, that is different. It's interesting, Abosai. It's interesting. Not everyone agrees to that. Just for your information. I don't want to stop without telling you, because otherwise we're really in trouble. There are many people that you and I know that they'll go into someone's house and he's not there. Yeah, he certainly wouldn't mind. According to Tosfos, you're a Gazlan Mamish. But Mamish a Gazlan. But on the other hand, the Shach, I believe, disagrees.
Interesting.
Chalasar was a mitzvah. So we don't think of it that way because not the same kind of a mitzvah as wearing putting on a talis, which is a ritualistic mitzvah, as opposed to a stam generosity mitzvah. But maybe it's interesting.
Don't we say nichale only when it's not going to be used up?
That's also true. That's very good. Right. That's what they say. So again, watch this. Quotes Tosfos. What Tosfos says. If Adam knows not to chaver with Dovah Shein Shalom, or Shal chaver, or Pish Yodeh Shal chaver Yisrael, so it's not Ochlo. Abaye Yisrael, that's not Yish. They weren't afraid of the shach. He's usually not really afraid, but he said, this is a phrase. If I wouldn't be afraid, Hayisi Omer Shem Mutter. The year Shalom Midas Shani. The Gam Achakach. Eino Miyash Ela Mishum She'en Yodeh Heichan Uba. Uba Korcho Mishyash. When I know that the item is lost, so I have no choice but to give up, because this is lost. In Kenaminon, Mekar Bisura Saliyodeh. The Bamei Yikne, he be here Shash Tehne Mishyash. You learn your day, Shu Aslo, Lom is Yash. Fine. Mashenk and Hacha. Came and she do a she is Rata. Him can hash the Nami Behetero as the other day. The Mistom ain't a Makbid as a. The Alpha God, the Mishas, Shom Badama, Truma Vatuma, the Yish Lomidas, Tamachin Ekosam, the Truma Vatuma, Yadia Mamash Binan, Ein Shom, the Duk. Amazing Kirish in the Shah. He's willing to argue with Tosis and the Rosh and the Book. He says, no, they're all wrong. I hope the shop is right. People lose all the time. Sit in someone's chair. Gazan, show Shlom as Gazan. He wouldn't mind. He wouldn't mind. Sometimes you don't say that. No. The shop passes, you would actually apply this principle. I sure hope the shop is right. Because people are relying on it all the time.
Isn't he arguing, though, de minimis? In a Makbid El Zed, that it's so small he doesn't care about it? I mean, the lushen is...
Not so small. They can give you a meal or something like that. That's not so small.
It's still de minimis.
Okay. It's not $1 million. Okay. You can't say we like $1 million. You're right. Rabosai, when I asked you to see this Gemara over here, I want to go to the next stick of the Gemara, but they're a little bit... I don't think it's in perfect order. Nun, Beis, Amud, Beis. Nun Beis Amud Beis. Nun Beis Amud Beis. Gemara is an amazing Gemara. After the Mishnah. After the Mishnah. There's something called Ksubas Ben Jecha. We'll get to a little later on. We want to encourage people to give money to their daughters so that there'll be a better marriage catch. You know? Money, a dowry. So in order to convince him to do it, he shouldn't worry, he's going to end up with a strange man if his daughter dies, etc. They may have been indifferent. Fine. Well, how can you do such a thing? The Torah says, there'll be no Yerusha in this case, you make a Yerusha. But no, it's also, Honani Doraisu, the Tzid, and the Pus, is quoted also from Yirmiyahu, Chu nashim v'olidu banim u'banos. U'chu livnechem nashim v'espinosechem tenu la'anashim. Beautiful charge in Yirmiyahu. Bishlam u'banim b'yadei kain. You have a son. What do? You find a wife for your son. We read this right 10 days ago. Eliezer found a wife for Yitzchak. That was a tradition. Elabansei mikayim b'yadei. You have a daughter. What can you do about it? Those who have daughters who are marriageable age know exactly what this Gemara means. I think it was Rabbi Chanoch Teller who once expressed himself. If you have sons, they're banging down the door. If you have daughters, you'd be lucky to hear a polite knock. That's what he once told me, Rabbi Teller. He has plenty of both. So, I also have sons and daughters. There's a lot of truth to this. So what are you going to do if you have a daughter? Says Rashi. Bishlam b'no b'yado levakech lo isha shetarka shel ish lechazer al isha. Yeah. Alebito mi b'yado v'chiderech isha lechazer al ish. The shidduch thing today. What was bit me on those days is now b'nichusa with 10 exclamation points. Answer the Gemara. Watch. Kamash v'lon. The Nilbisha Venichsa Venesav La Midi Kihechi the Kafti Allah Vasu Nasvila. You give her nice clothing, and you give her some other good nice things, and people to jump on her and want to marry her. Viat Kama, how much money must you spend on this dowry to get your daughter married? Abai Rabbi Tavayu, Ali Isur Nichse Rabosai. Up to 10% of what you own, your net worth, goes out to marry off your daughter. Isn't that amazing? 10%. You say about that?
Each
daughter. If you turn around and you have nothing left, that is certainly true. The question, of course, becomes, is there really an obligation to spend money in order to marry off your daughters? The Pasha Pran Agamara is, yes. Yes. Agamara. The Eza Mikodesh. I'm not sure if we have that in the first year of Shulchan Aruch. I don't think so. I don't remember. Yes, we have it. This is a good pickup. Remind me. The very beginning. Siman Aleph. What about Shaduchim? Oh man. Long parsha. And he says, Apirov, Ief Shalahamed Mishpate Adas Altila. That's so, I can't scan these long things. In the middle of all this, he's going to discuss the following question. What is an obligation on a father to spend money in order to marry off his daughter? It's here. It's like, you know, I'm not going to find the things. The answer is yes. You're required to spend money.
What do we mean by spend?
We call this today a dowry. Dowry means, Chaim, you want to marry my daughter? I'll take care of you for X amount. Simple business deal. You know, when we grew up, we never heard of these things. Never heard of it. It was an American generation. The post-war generation was, you know, when we grew up, there was the parents weren't really involved in shidduchim with their children. They met, people met each other, kacha. And what kind of dowry? You like the girl, she likes the boy, and then suddenly get married, they'll manage. Now we've gone back to Europe. We're back in Europe. And Eretz Yisrael is gone. But they never left Europe. And it's really a major problem. If you have daughters, a major problem. Major problem. I saw in the Mishnah Zaksuba, he quotes a Tshuva Sefer, says that there's no such thing. There's no obligation to give money to marry off your daughter. Called the Oz Nibru by Rabbi Yamin Zilber. Says the obligation of the parents is to find the right shidduch, not to give the money. And let me tell you another thing. That is a tremendous chiyuv, and most people don't realize it these days. They say, when I was getting married, no one helped me. My parents didn't find my shidduch for me. So why should I find my shidduch for my children? What a terrible, colossal error that is. Especially if you have daughters. And 30 years ago, there was no problem. 40 years ago, 50 years, they met, people met each other in shul and here and there, everywhere they met. Today, you have to have a shadchan. You have to go, why you connect? You have to do something.
It's a better system.
I don't know, it's better or worse. I'm just describing what exists. I'll tell you a story. The story, it's almost, you're not going to believe what I'll tell you. Yes, wait.
The notion of Gemara here doesn't mean that he has to make her attractive.
Yeah, make her attractive.
So that people come and want her.
Right. Doesn't say you have to give her $10,000 in the pocket. That's how Oz Nibru was on Pshat Nisimur. Right. Right. Nesim Limidi. What's the word Nesim Limidi mean? Give her something. What are you giving her? Something. Maybe something.
Every time when you met girls, you always met the one.
That was the problem.
Now today, they're introducing to a group of basically good girls.
Yeah, but the Shatchanim are not always right either.
All right.
You know what they say about, you know what Shatchanim stands for? Sheker Doiver Kesef Noiter. All too well. All too well. Listen to this story. This I heard. I heard it from Rabbi Benjamin Kamenetsky. I heard it from his mouth. He was telling me that they wanted to write a biography of Rabbi Shizgal Zichron of the Brach. Those who knew Rabbi Shizgal was Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's older son-in-law. That was his oldest daughter. So Rabbi Benjamin Kamenetsky Shalito, the man into his 90s, was a contemporary of Rabbi Shizgal. He told me that the interviewer asked him, tell me, who introduced, who was the Shatchan between Rabbi Moshe's daughter and Rabbi Shizgal? So he told him, well, they met in the Young Israel. Young Israel, Manhattan. My parents also met in the Young Israel. This story means very meaningful to me. That was those years, they met in the Young Israel. No, but who was the Shatchan? They met in the Young Israel. Like, it was going like a disconnect. In today's world, the guy almost couldn't believe it. But the next line, I never came out. Next line. And after, and when Rav Shizgal, they went out on a date with Rav Moshe's daughter, where did they go? Told them, they went to the movies. The guy had to get smelling salts to revive him.
Yeah, to go to the mikveh.
I want you to know something. The movies were kosher in those days. There was nothing wrong with it. Musagim change. Musagim change. It was a different world. A totally different. Not only, I'll give away a secret. Not only did Rav Shizgal, who must have gotten married, 40s, I don't know, early 50s, late 40s, I can't think of exactly the time. When I had a date with my Kala, she wasn't a Kala yet, just a young lady, also went to the movies. Clean as can be. The part of a movie is, it gives you an opportunity to interact in a casual way. No pressure, you're just sitting, and then after you take a walk and you discuss what you just saw. There's wisdom to it. You can't do it anymore. Oh, you chas v'shalom. But the words mean different things. I'm not discussing.
Why can't you do it anymore?
Because the board is betrayed. You can't walk in there.
Take
one
of Disney movies.
Okay.
No, it's getting worse.
The kids aren't there. Okay.
People aren't going to.
If there are reruns,
people aren't going to do a favor with a young lady and a young man being in the dark today.
Because it's dark.
People
aren't going to
view it. It would not be viewed. The movie aside, no one's
going to
view favorably.
They're
going to
movies. I'll tell you a movie story.
No parents
are going to
want to hear.
I'll tell you a different movie story. When I was in Caribbean Avenue, I was just in the Avenue now, I was telling all this part, the first part of the story. Which is that at the end of the year when I was there, so they had a shiur for Balabatim in Kibbutz Yam. Balabatim. And Rabbi Moshe Dimmerman gave it, and then Rabbi Uri Cohen gave it to the Colonel, and then they both had no time. For some reason, somebody asked me, I was a kid, to give the shiur. So I gave it, we learned Sanhedrin. I gave a shiur 4 nights a week, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. So after a few weeks, I took up the courage and asked, Rabotai, Lama ain shiur b'yom shlishi b'layla? Harav, call me Harav. The Leil HaSeret. In those days in the kibbutz, you had some entertainment. The one thing that had a movie, they couldn't have a shiur that night. Wait.
How old were you in this
time? I was 19. Maybe I was 20. It depends on what part of the year it was. I think I was one of them. Listen to the story. Listen. One Tuesday, they showed a movie called The Longest Day. You know what it's about? D-Day. Unbelievable. I saw it.
I've seen it maybe 20 times.
Oh, I only saw it once. P.S. Rav Goldwichthal's daughter went to see it. World War II movie. And she snitched to her father that one of the boys in the yeshiva went to see the movie. You can understand, the longest day, World War II, D-Day, everyone's doing it. So I was in the house. I was a Ben Dias, the Rosh Yeshiva. And the daughter, and this kid is now going to be in such deep trouble. I said to the Rosh Yeshiva, Harav, et chata'ay ani maskir, ani ra'it et ha-seret hazeh. Ve'en banot ba-seret klav. It's pure shooting guns. It's not a road. It's clean. It's a clean movie, I'm trying to say. It's a clean movie. He said to me, Nachon, ein banot baseret, aber yesh banot kubeta kolnoa. That's your word. That's your word. I remember this, I guess. This is a story which was not quite a few days. Okay? So, he told us a movie story. So let's go back to what I want to finish the opinion over here now. But hold on, slowly. So the Ramah discusses this halacha. This is the dunya story. Can you force someone to give an adunya for his daughter? He's supposed to take care of it, right? He's supposed to take care of it. It's quoted over here. I think it's in Siman Nun Zayin, Sif Aleph. Ramah says it's later on. You can't force someone to give it a dunya. You should do it. We saw the Gemara do it, but you can't force anybody. It's in Siman Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph, right over in Alsim. Dafkulin Mazon Abanos, we force him. Avalokofin Lahasi Benoso. The Avopi Shemitzvah Liten Bilibito in the Dunya Ruya. Mikomakom Lo Kaifinale. Alamashi Yirzi Yitain. Rakshi Asiya. Just make sure you're married. You get away cheap. I tell the truth, I married up three daughters. I don't have money to give in the Dunya. I didn't have any money given to Dunya.
Well,
there's no such
thing
as a Dunya.
What do you mean? In contemporary terms, there's no
Dunya. What do you mean, not a Dunya anymore? We're talking about. I'll tell you one more story, which will debunk your theories when I was still a buck.
Is support, what they call support, considered?
Sure, it's a Dunya. Why not?
It's not a love song. It's a,
Sure. I'll tell you a story. There used to be things called pay phones in this yeshiva. You know, before cell phones. So one fine day, I used to learn in the other Beis Medrash, and I get a phone call on the payphone. Hello, yeah. I'm representing a particular family, a very wealthy family, and they're interested that you should meet the daughter, and on the spot, $100,000. They throw up my throat, $100,000. This $100,000 in the late 60s.
Wow.
Today I would be money.
Wow.
Probably a million now, no? Something like that. Almost. I don't know. I can't even figure out exactly what it was. Something like probably more than half a million, probably by now. I'm guessing. Whatever it was. Not. I don't want to inflate my own self worth. What they were offering me. I said, thank you very much, but I'm really not interested. I don't want to be bought. I don't want to be bought. When I married my wife, I got a zero. Yes.
Did you have blankets and sheets?
We never lacked, we're never hungry. And as a matter of fact, the first year, the parents helped out, you know, whatever, they can help out a little bit. I was still getting smicha. Right, that's right. Okay. That's not a small thing. I mean, we went to go on sale somewhere to buy some beds, and we didn't get a set. We got some used stuff here and a little thing there. We still have the same thing. Baruch Hashem.
Let me tell you, I still have the blankets. And Baruch Hashem for those blankets. They're
better than they make today.
Goose down.
That's
my mother-in-law actually stood there to see that only goose feather one end and not duck. And those are still the best blankets.
Yeah, okay. That's very good. Narabosai, look at the Gemara for a minute on Samaches Amad Beis. Samaches Amad Beis. It's a riot to the Ramah. You can't force somebody. The last two lines. Ha'omer al yezunu bonoso minachosof, before he dies. When I die, don't give my kids, my daughters, from my estate. Ein shalom. Why? Zakrashi. Toshtavet v'tnag suba. That's one of the things in the Magid. We saw it in the Mishnah, in Aleph and Beis. The daughters will get supported until they marry. But Al Yisparnesu Bnosu Binuchasov Shomelam Shaparnasa Eino Tifnei Ksuvim. What is a parnasa? Parnasa means what we call in the dunya. That's the word we use. Take a look at the Rashi. 10 narrow lines up. Parnasa, the dunya. One word, Rashi. In other words, the dunya is not an absolute tonight suba. But you should do it. You should do it. You should do it. Poskim say, and I have this every day in my house, should knock on doors to collect money to marry off your daughter. Achlos is kalis. It's everywhere to go. It's a worthy endeavor. The Mara Mintz says so. And it's included in Stoka. We saw this on the Skype yesterday. Take a look over here. Samach Zion Amid Beis. Samach Zion Amid Beis. How much must you give for Stoka? In a particular case of someone who at one point was rich, afilusus lirkavala ve'avadaras apanav, what I called yesterday, you have a chauffeur and a butler, right? With a car, sus is a car today. So you have to all these things, but he's used to get a car. Now he's lost all his money. He can live without a car. Now he can't. He grew up with a car. So the skiv stuck is dependent upon the person's original lifestyle. So over here, getting married is certainly a very important thing. Hakarav karav koden, and you have to do it if it's necessary. Again, I want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you, three wonderful sons-in-law. That I might happen to go into debt to pay big money so they should agree to the shidduch.
Why the time of the Gemara was
for? Why not pay so much money?
Why should
the men pay? The men should pay.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
The
Gemara is the Gemara. Can I tell you is reflecting reality? Apparently, long before the quote unquote modern shidduch crisis arose, there always was this kind of an imbalance. You had to pay a certain amount of money in order for your daughter to find an appropriate shidduch, and for your son not. Now, in today's world, in Eretz Yisrael, they very often say 50-50. Because there's no money to go around. So they split 50-50 for the Dira, for the this, 50-50. But there's some people, these boys who are Kanakas, they want to call today Sidur Malay. You know what Sidur Malay is? You're not going to guess. A Sidur means they buy a Dira for the couple to live in. Yeah, very nice of a Dira, but they can't eat. Sidur Malay, you buy two Diras. One for them to live in, the couple. One for them to rent out, have a parnos. So this yeshiva bach, shvitz yeshiva guys, they're running after them, and they want to test Sidur Malay. So the poor guy has to buy two diris, one as for his daughter to live in, and one as a source of income. This is going on, it's mind-boggling. In America, and that's a certain exceptional place, I don't get involved in that right now, a couple guys married, they don't live in a house. It's almost obscene.
That was a minigun barakoi, by the way. They used to buy the three-family home so that they would have an income.
Yeah, but okay, whatever. All right, whatever.
But they still think that those boys are good?
Good question. They want to be bought.
They're full of it.
I have to tell you something. In my own family, how should I say it the best possible way? One of my sons was introduced to a young lady. Most of the shidduchim in my house came from family members. I repeat, most of the shidduchim in my house came from first degree relatives of the chassan of the kallah. 2/3, to be precise, came that way. A few others came from friends, whatever. No, none from. I guess there was one sort of professional. The last shidduch came to Rebbetzin Sabalovsky. So that's the closest to a professional shatran, although she's very close to us. And and then two came from friends who were Tamir and Ayashir, for two of my sons, and the rest came from family members. Now, One of them happened to be from a wealthy family. So my son went out with this young lady. We ultimately married. But the biggest sticking point was a wealthy family. He'll say in Yiddish, Achasor and the Kalas to Shane. Achasor and the Kalas too beautiful. So she has money. My son was afraid. He wanted to go into Chinuch, which he did. He's not going to be able to provide the kind of a lifestyle that her father, the businessman who was successful, put money up from the previous generations, both sides, would be able to provide. That was a sticking point.
They have a luxury for this, high maintenance.
I want to tell you something. It's a very important phrase to use. I speak in my and I think I mentioned maybe one of my shmuzin about Shidduchim. High or low maintenance is not exclusively a function of financial status. We have in our family all different, thank God, all wonderful daughters-in-law. Everyone is wonderful. But whether they're high or low maintenance is not necessarily a function of the wealth of the home from which they came. I'm saying it without more than, of course, I can't identify anything. But I'm just letting you know that's a reality. It's important to know. Fine. Rabosai, I want to end the shiur now, but tomorrow I want to give some coming attractions. Coming attractions. We learned over here that the formal end of the real obligation, leave that stuff, the real obligation to support a child comes at the age of 6. At the age of 6, the child no longer needs his parents, no longer needs his mother. He's independent. Tell me, gentlemen, in today's world, a child of 6 is independent? Well, it seems to say you can make a living at age 6. Independent. Yeah, it's just starting first grade. It's very important to know. So what do we do about it? Law is law. The chief rabbi of Israel, I don't use the word the state of Israel, because before the state, we'll go back to 1944, made a takana that 6 is just won't cut it anymore. So if I had to ask you, what's the equivalent today of what was then 6? 14? 18?
21.
21? All good guesses. They're all good. Way back when, in 1944, they made it up to the age of 15. Till 15, a father must support his children. At a subsequent date, they raised it to 18. Chief Rabbi. Most but they did in America, and maybe in Israel today, go to 21. Of course, it's not. What does that mean?
Maybe the kids
are baby. Oh, I mean, you should go higher than that.
No, we should go
lower.
Or maybe the kids, before you know them, we're changing it to 50.
Well, time will tell. I'm not a prophet. So I both said, we're going to discuss the bishop tomorrow, Shear. Wait, what time is Shear tomorrow? Do the homework? I'm not sure, it's like all kinds of funny schedules.
Tomorrow's still regular. It's after Thanksgiving that Tuesday is Thursday.
Oh, tomorrow's a regular schedule? You're sure?
Yeah.
You're
checking out? No, Monday is Thursday.
Monday is a Friday schedule.
Okay. Can I make an announcement about tomorrow? Yeah. And I'm going to email everybody. Tomorrow she's going to be at 12 o'clock. 12 to 1:30. I'll tell you, I thought it was Thursday schedule. But I'm saying a shiur for the... I missed the shiur on Thursday for the special Shabbos. I'm saying a shiur at 1:30 tomorrow. So I'm going to say shiur at 12 o'clock. So please tell everyone tomorrow shiur at 12 o'clock to 1:30.